618, 1320 WILS. Let's now go over to Consumers Energy. Mary Palkovich joins us, Vice President of Energy Delivery at Consumers Energy. Mary, great to have you on WILS.
Thank you. Good to have you. Yeah,
so the BWL is down 19,000 plus in the Lansing area. What's happening on the Consumers Energy side? How many homes are down right now here?
We have 225,000 customers currently without power.
Okay, that's statewide?
That is statewide, yeah.
What I read was it's 15,000 people in Clinton, Eden, and Ingham counties that are down right now. Does that sound right to you?
That sounds about right, yeah. So statewide, we're at 225,000 of our 1.8 million customers that are electric.
And what are you anticipating in terms of recovery? When are we going to see these homes back up?
Well, we should be able to get a little more serious about our restoration tomorrow when the winds subside, but we're looking at a end of day Saturday, early Sunday for 100% restoration.
So as far as tonight goes, if you're a Consumers Energy customer without power, should you expect not to have it through the night?
It depends. We are currently restoring customers, so some will be coming on, but the winds don't really subside across the entire state until about midnight tonight. So some of the customers that are on the west side that are out, they are going to start seeing some restoration happening. But as the storm moves across and then when it leaves the state, you know, the restoration follows. So yep, there will be customers that will be restored, but some of those that are in the hardest hit areas, they'll be late Saturday, early Sunday.
Was this all tree limbs bringing the wires down, or was there more happening than that?
Well, you know, a number one cause of outages is trees, and when the wind wreaks havoc like it does today, it moves the trees into the lines and the branches, and then there's also debris that can hit lines, and then just the sheer wind itself can whip the lines around and cause issues that way to the equipment as well.
When's the last time you had such a large outage statewide?
Well, you know, I live in Lansing, and it really reminds me of December of 2013. But you know, we had a major event last year as well, and you know, these kind of storms like this, they test our mettle. But 225,000 customers out, we haven't had one like that since the ice storm of 2013.
So you're a Lansing resident. Do you have BWL as your power provider?
I do.
Yeah, I need to ask you: do you have your power right now?
I do not. I am sitting in the dark right now. I do not have power.
Steve Sirkan said it'll be Friday when we have full restoration. So how are you preparing to spend the evening then?
Well, I'm probably going to go into the office in Jackson and work the storm for Consumers Energy. So I think we have power there.
Okay. Well, and then what, go home and just spend the night in the darkness? Is that it?
Yeah, probably. You know, luckily it's not sub-zero outside, but yeah, if you could just make sure all of our customers and listeners are paying close attention to downed wires, that's our biggest concern. We want to make sure, and I heard your Board of Water and Light spokesperson say, but make sure everyone, animals, kids,
just stay away
from downed wires. Stay away and stay away from anything that the lines are touching, you know, because that can be a conductor to the electricity. So, and then also anybody in our service territory, we want to make sure that they're checking the outage map and reporting if they have an outage. But safety is the number one.
Yep. Mary Palkovich, Vice President of Energy Delivery at Consumers Energy. Thank you for the update, Mary.
Thank you.